Welcome back to the About Church podcast. It's been a while. Life got busy. Things happened. There's been health issues. There's been a ton of things, but we're back. And I had three podcasts lined up. It's November 27th, and I took a little bit of time off work for the Thanksgiving break, and I had two and almost three podcasts lined up of things that I wanted to talk about, but we're going to go in a different direction tonight. Tonight we lost a friend, a brother in Christ, and someone who we deeply care about. This podcast and this entire thing that I'm going to do was inspired by a man named Andrew Clark, and we lost him tonight. This show and this platform is in honor of Andrew Clark. Let's get into it. So, as you heard in the intro tonight, many people in the community that I'm around all the time, there's a hole. There's a hole in our churches. There's a hole in our lives by the tragic passing of Andrew Clark. I'll get into a little of how I know Andrew. I met Andrew, probably 12 or 13 years ago, when a man named Lynn Lamb became our pastor. His son's name is Trevor, and Andrew was one of his best friends. Andrew came around. Andrew, a young man, and I don't think he had too long announced his calling to preach. And he came around with Trevor, and it didn't take long to realize just who Andrew was. Andrew was the life of any party. He loved to laugh, and he loved to keep people laughing. There's a funny story. Fireworks were illegal here in Georgia for quite a while, and the church that we were at was down in a hole. If you know, you know. It's down a hill, and it's in a hole, and we were going to shoot off fireworks. I think it was 4th of July, New Year, something like that. And we start shooting off fireworks, and we see blue lights come over the top of the hill. And Andrew was standing right there, and I had a firework, and I handed the lighter and the firework to Andrew and said, "I can't go to jail tonight. Here, take this." And I ran. And I left Andrew there with the fireworks. He was a constant prankster, always laughing, always having a good time, and loved to be loose and carefree. But let me tell you, when it came to the Word of God, I've never seen a man be more serious about the calling that God placed on his life. About a calling that was bigger than himself. Our church has gone without a pastor several times over the years that I've been there. And Andrew's always been a guy that's always been there whenever I've needed him. Andrew's always been there. My heart tonight goes out to the family of Andrew, Robert and Janice, his parents, who we've gotten to know as well over the years. Like I said, his best friend, Trevor, who I know is heartbroken. A man who considered Andrew Clark a son. My former pastor, Lynn Land, and his family. My family, If you want to check out something really cool, Andrew had a podcast that my wife and I were on several months back, and we shared a story. And if you ever get time, I really encourage you to go listen to the Mending Moments podcast. Look it up wherever you find your podcast. Look it up, listen to it, and this is the legacy that Andrew's going to leave behind. Andrew left a legacy behind for someone who was barely 30 years old. Andrew's leaving behind a legacy . He would interview people that went through a storm, were going through a storm. People who have had just devastating losses, gone through addictions, miscarriages. And through all that, we've seen God work. Andrew had a way in his preaching to make people with a simple mind, like myself, be able to understand what he was talking about. We were at a baptism years ago, and Andrew was preaching the service right before the baptism, and he preached about marrying the ketchup bottles together. I didn't get to hear the sermon, but I've heard of one he preached about just getting a crumb from the table. God had truly placed an anointing on this man's life. He will be missed by many, and he will be loved. But let me get into more of what I want to tonight. And we hear it, it's cliche, we hear it in church services. Oh, you might not make it to the top of the hill. You might not make it out in the road. You might get hit by a car. You could walk outside tomorrow, fall down, hit your head, and die. That's cliche. We hear it all the time. We see stories on the news. Active shooter situations. Car wrecks. We hear it all the time, but it makes such a difference when it hits home. When it hits home, and I'm sitting over here thinking, I just found out about this news about 2 hours ago. I'm sitting at home and I'm thinking, he's got so much left to do. There's so much left for him to do. He was in the middle of this podcast that was getting more and more popular and more listeners, and it was inspiring to listen to these stories. And in my mind, I'm thinking, he's not done. He's got that going on. He's a preacher who preaches wonderful messages. A great godly man. He didn't have time to get married. He didn't have time to have kids. And I'm sitting here thinking, God, he's not done. But God says, yes, he is. He has accomplished his purpose on the earth, and I need him back now. I want to read you something. There's a popular song in contemporary Christian music called Death Was Arrested. And I listened to that song story, the story behind the song, and a lot of it was came from a gravestone. And I'd listened to this several years ago, and I never knew that I would use this in this capacity. But this is what this gravestone said. It says, "Here lies what was mortal of Samuel Burr, age 42. In search of health, far from his endeared home, death arrested his progress on April the 2nd, 1831. Quietly, he fell asleep in the Christian hope of immortality and glory forever. Traveler pause and drop a tear for a grave of one so highly worthy and so deeply lamented, and find wisdom forever. Now, the first thing that I want to, it kind of puts a different spin on things. There's going to come a day where death is going to arrest our progress in this life. We look at this and we see, or I saw, Andrew in the middle of his life, making progress. When my wife and I were on his podcast a few months back, we were talking about our careers. We're both in the same field, and how you know, he was in the sales side of it now, and he had his own house, and all. He was progressing. He was progressing in his preaching. He had matured so much from the first time I heard him, probably 12 years ago. But death arrested his progress tonight. And it says, quietly he fell asleep in the Christian hope of immortality and glory forever. Let me tell you something tonight, whoever's listened to this. I'm not worried about Andrew Clark anymore, because when Andrew Clark fell asleep on this side, he fell asleep in the Christian hope of immortality. Andrew had the hope of the immortality and the eternal life that lies in Jesus Christ. The Bible says that if we have hope in this life only, we are among all men most miserable. Andrew had hope not only in this life, but in the life that lies beyond the grave. I don't think by any stretch of the imagination that Andrew was ready to go. He didn't want to leave. Andrew loved his friends. He loved his family. He didn't come down to the church very often, but when he did, it's like he had never left. It's like we had just seen him the week before. Andrew may not have been ready to go, but Andrew was prepared. Now, Andrew was a little bit younger than me, and he taught me so much. There was a night, and once again, y'all have heard this name a lot, Lynn Land. The church that I was at had been founded for some 20-odd years, but didn't have an Articles of Faith. Or if you get on a church website now, what we believe. That wasn't there. So whatever pastor would come in, the church kind of went with that. There's a Chili's not far from that church, and myself, Andrew, one of Andrew's really good friends, Daniel, we went to a Chili's, and we closed the place down there till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, digging into the Bible and searching and praying and sitting down there. We formed the Articles of Faith of that church. Andrew taught me a lot. I know there's a lot of sad hearts. There's a lot of sad hearts, and I cannot imagine what Robert and Janice are going through right now. I'm not even going to act like I can comprehend that. I'm not going to act like I can sit here and understand what the people closest to him are going through. My prayers are not with Andrew. Tonight, my prayers are not for Andrew. For I know that my Bible says that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And we know, I know, with every fiber of my being, that Andrew is present with the Lord tonight. And we too, we have to have that Christian hope in immortality, that hope in Jesus tonight. Not just the hope in Jesus, the hope in the finished work of what Jesus did on the cross. The finished work of Jesus rising again on the third day. That's where the Christian hope of immortality and the Christian hope in eternal life lies, in the finished work of Jesus. I didn't make an outline for this. I snuck away to a quiet place in the house to record this. As I was feeling led to. It's funny, I haven't made podcasts in 6 months. I made one, and I talked to Andrew a lot about that. Went for a while. A lot happened. My mother had been going through a bunch of health issues. I talked to Andrew about that. And then I took this time off right here around Thanksgiving, and I was going to record a few. This afternoon, I was asking Andrew's opinion about things. Asking if I should say this or if I should say that or how would that sound. Today's Monday. I text Andrew on Saturday. And I told him I was going to be recording. When I found out about Andrew passing, I text a buddy of mine named Daniel, who was one of Andrew's good friends as well. And he said that Andrew had told him about it, about my podcast, and that Andrew was excited to hear it. He's the one that got me into this. I never thought he would be excited about anything that I had to say. Robert and Janice, if you ever hear this, we love you, and we're praying for you. It's times like this we have to wrap our arms around each other. And hold on to Jesus. I don't understand the way that the Lord works. It's a cliche saying, but he works in mysterious ways, and if there's ever been a mysterious circumstance, this is certainly one. I hope that you'll tune in again, and that you'll listen, and we can discuss happier things. Andrew, this one's for you, buddy. We love you. And I will do my best to live out the legacy that you had started. I can't do a podcast like you I can't reach the same people that you can reach. But I do worship the same Jesus that you worshiped. And that you're now going to get to see face to face. Tonight, there's an old song, Because He Lives. There's a part in that song that says, as death gives way to victory, tonight we saw death give way to victory. The victory that I know that Andrew's dad taught him about his entire life, being a preacher and a pastor himself. Andrew's getting to see the victory that we all long for one day. Like I said, Andrew wasn't ready to go by any means, but he was prepared. I will end on a high note. Myself and a guy by the name of Justin Passmore. This was a while back. We were having a camp out at our church. And Andrew, we were in Trevor's camper, little pop-up camper. And Andrew left his keys sitting like on the counter in the camper. I think he was driving maybe a Mitsubishi Lancer at the time. I don't know why that's popping out to me. Maybe it wasn't. But myself and Justin made a for sale sign for the car, drove it to the top of the hill of the church, sat it there, and put Andrew's number on the for sale sign. That actually made him mad. He got over it, but that one actually made him mad. Guys, tonight I love you. Let's wrap our arms around each other, pray for each other, and if there's a rose you have to pin, if there's somebody that you need to tell you love them, don't wait and do it. My buddy Daniel preached at our church not long ago, and he preached about, you know, when the disciples, when they were being called by Jesus to be the disciples, it was just another normal day. We're just going to go and we're going to fish today, and that's what's going to happen. They woke up that day, they didn't know they were going to meet the Savior. They didn't know they were going to meet Jesus. I'm sure Andrew woke up today, it was the first Monday after the Thanksgiving break. I'm sure he was dreading work. Oh, it's hard to go in after a long weekend. Andrew didn't know he'd meet the Savior today. I'm not ready to go. I have a son that I want to watch grow. I have a wife that I want to live more years with. My parents, bless God, are still around. Got more time I want to spend with them. I've got things I want to do. We may not be ready, but we have to be prepared to go. I have an email for the podcast. It's aboutchurch@AT&T.net. If you have any questions about any of this, please reach out. Please reach out. If you need a Bible, if you just need somebody to talk to and you don't know what this whole Jesus thing is about and you don't know what the Christian hope of immortality is, you don't know what eternal life is, if you don't know what any of this is about, please reach out. aboutchurch@AT&T.net. Once again, this is in memory of Andrew Clark. We love you, ma'am.